a rat, pill, hardcore agent. Constantly.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
It's been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce off the breakfast.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right here on RVN. I am your host, V, and I am joined with my co-host, Rob D.
Hiyas, folks.
And I would like to make an apology to the listeners. I know we had a powerful show there Thursday, I didn't know names were going to change. I typically don't allow people to use fake names on the show because, I mean, I know I come with the mantle of V, but I'm just the host. There are people who need this platform to get their stories out. And the thing about their stories, these stories of victimization by the system, okay? A story makes a name, and a name makes a story. It stands the test of time. Somebody should be able to go back in my archive, look up anything, and research it, and find that is absolutely true. It's very difficult to do that with fake names and nicknames. It's very difficult.
Yeah. I got to admit, when they said they weren't using their real name, I sat back a moment and went, oh, no. Because too many times, I guess, the media will prop up somebody like in a silhouette, and you'll just hear a altered voice say some allegations or something. But like you said, without a real name for someone to look up and research, it brings questionability and doubt into the data in the eyes of some people like myself. So that's why I keep a real name on social media, because I'm a real person with a real complaint about the geoengineering and the crimes that I see going on around the planet, and I want to talk about. So, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But that other lady was very, very knowledgeable, and I learned a lot from her. And look forward to talking with her some more again. I'd have to look back. I'm so bad with names. I've started taking notes. Believe it or not, even I'm taking notes now.
They both used different names, but yeah, I would like to stick to my format if possible, because we even got a request to remove those names from the archive, the episode description. It's like, really? And that was Friday. It's like, well, if we got Skeleton Crew here over the weekend, I'd have to ask Mike to do that this evening if he would even want to. So it's like, okay. So
I did notice the conversation switched toward the other lady after we heard that wasn't even their real name. I did notice that.
Yeah.
So now, new week, new energy. Let's crack it out.
Well, we no longer have to get up at 4 a.m., so, well.
Well, it's 4 a.m. now.
Well, it's 5 a.m. now where I am. So I guess that only applies to me, but yeah.
It's 5 a.m. for you, 4 a.m. for me, isn't it? Or no, it's 6 a.m. for you. You got 2 hours.
Yeah. So
I got to get up at 3 instead of 2, and that was huge for me. An extra hour really boosts my sarcasm level. Gets higher when I have more better sleep. Boy, do we have some topics today. You sent a, I'm going to just bring it on in. You sent a clip of a huge, huge rally in Poland.
Let me go ahead. No. That's for the second hour or second half of the show.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and talk because the election day is today. I know it's a subject that you, the people, like to talk about. And the election day, oh boy, the election day. Everybody gets up for the election day, right? I want to remind people. Now, I usually don't care because an evil is an evil of who gets elected. But I would say this is probably the first time in my life that I have a bit of invested interest as in, you know, why I want a certain party to win. Now, I want to remind people of one of the candidates. Would you please play that clip, Mike?
And it is time for a president who understands Coldplay is the best band in the world.
That's wrong.
You got that wrong.
No, look, I
got hairy legs.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump.
That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Come rub my legs. From the morning until the day's done. Until the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I got hairy legs.
Yeah, man.
Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
Time is up. Thank
you. It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir. Okay.
And I really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop.
Yeah. That's Corn fine, Pop. Thank you. Yeah.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women horse-faced lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
We got other issues we're trying to get to.
Here's the last point I want. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs. Yeah.
We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
You don't know. Stop.
You know, let's talk about
well, we
math.
Don't.
Let's talk about
let's
math
talk
indeed.
About math.
Okay,
if
so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good lifeguard. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Lived out in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with Corn Pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop. Yeah, Corn Pop, he sank every shot.
Time is up. Thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got a hairy leg.
Bonafide 2020.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense.
All right. I think I got the point. We got creepy sleepy Joe Biden. Okay, Mr. Blonde hair that curls up, okay, on his legs, who now knows about roaches and likes for kids to hop on his lap. Really likes for kids to hop up on his lap. Okay? Now, it's either that, or we can have another 4 years of Trump. Now, I'm kind of like Ice T in this election. There's a joke about rich black people voting for Trump. Well, I'm not a rich man, but I am a man who does business. And I'm going to tell you what, we're going to have a recession. We already have a recession, but it's going to be a depression recession if Biden takes office. At least Trump will try to keep the dollar being worth something, and that is something that I am counting on. When I trade out my currency here in Poland, you know, it's a 4-1. When Biden gets in the office, it's going to be like a 2-1. And I'm going to no longer be middle class here. Here in Poland. Okay? So, I'm not ready to be broke again. You know, I just got somewhere where I'm comfortable. I mean, the people will understand us, I think. Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are caravans of cars blockading Biden tour buses and stuff like that on the roads.
Yeah, there were a lot of reports, and apparently there were many, many cars and trucks sort of shadowing the Biden tour bus with, I think it was Kamala Harris on it, heading to Pflugerville here near Round Rock and Austin, and then they had to cancel that, and they were heading down to San Antonio, and FBI's investigating, don't worry, everybody. Yeah, I don't know about blockading as much as just sort of peacefully harassing down the road. I think that's the... I think that's the diplomatic term, and without getting onto either side here, there apparently was some sort of an accident, but if there was as much going on as what we've been led to believe, then I imagine just a fender bender of some kind was likely to happen. Well, so
people were trying to say, they were trying to say the Trump supporter in that black truck deliberately moved into the lane of a white car that was of the Biden persuasion. And but there's pictures out there actually showing the white car in the lane, kind of encroaching on the black truck. I've seen this lunacy. But at the end of the day, that the Trump camp people were being provocative of the other candidate, and they always complain about it when it happens to them. You know, fair is fair. Biden, he's speaking to car park, if he's lucky, full of people. Bon Jovi played at one of his things in Pennsylvania. And I believe it was only 12 or 11 people is who he played to. For real. There's pictures of it out there. So this kind of is telling you something, that the media is definitely not showing you the full numbers at the Trump rallies versus the lack of numbers at the Biden ones. You know, when you want to rig an election, you got to pre-put the thought in people's head that the other person's winning, don't you? Even when they're losing. So that's kind of what I see the media doing their usual manipulations.
Exactly. Now, this was brought to me, and the people's reaction to what I said was, I mean, they were appalled, but this brought to me video clips of this happening, and I said, hey, that's wonderful. They're like, what do you mean that's wonderful? Well, I view America as a political corpse, and these vultures are just eating out of it. that right there, what happened, Trump fan or not, Biden fan or not, that showed a little bit of a political heartbeat. That was a pulse. There are very concerned voters apparently out there who not necessarily wanting to leave everything up to the voting system and enjoying their political disdain for the alt-left there, or whatever you want to call it.
Exercising their freedom.
Exercising their First Amendment. Expression of First Amendment. It's not just speech, people. You have an expression of First Amendment. So, wow, I think there's some people who do care. They aren't just walking automatons, walking zombies. I think there's a little bit of life out there. And, of course, this life had to be – it came from Texas. Of course. Yeah, we're not giving up our guns either. Pry it from our cold, dead fingers.
Remember the cheeky. Remember the creepy Joe instead of the Alamo.
Yeah, I see Joe. I with Joe in office, I see there being at least several more gunmen, mass shooters, and coming for our guns during this COVID pandemic. That's what I see. I'm going to go ahead and predict it right now if he gets in office. Okay? Now, that comes true. You guys find me detained by the FBI. How'd you know that? How'd you know that? Well, I don't know. I'm just going to refer them to my documentaries, I guess. But, yeah, well, that's
my prediction is if the Democrats don't win outright, it's going to be an absolute circus of arguing over mail-in ballots, and there's going to be violence to make people say they want to settle this result of this election. You know, you're going to hear the narratives of the world. We need to settle this so America can heal from this. You know, the poor loser club of the Democratic Party has been shown its that behavior as being what you have to do to get what you want. They have these tantrums and look at the dangling chads of Al Gore's lackeys and what there's what's going to be dangling this time. You know, I'm trying to stay clean and not swear here, but my adjectives are running out when it comes to the loathsomeness that I see about to occur. And the predicted violence of a terrorist group known as Antifa is they're saying they're going to do stuff in advance. You know, if we plan a rally somewhere and they see it on Facebook, we get our accounts pulled. Police show up at our doors now. But these people are openly saying they're going to do stuff, and they're still on the streets. And they're not attacking the government to overthrow the government. They're attacking the general population, you know, like the sucker punch, walk through a parking lot, smash people's car windows. They didn't do nothing. So this the idiocy I see about to unfold in America is going to really, it makes me feel a bit ashamed that that's the how we're going to act, that we're not good enough to say, okay, the game is over. That's the score. Let's shake hands and go to the locker rooms, you know.
Well, you know, that random violence on other people, that's just cowardice. You know, if you really feel the way you feel, pick up a rifle with a scope on it and take a look at the people who matter. Anyhow, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
By the way, guys, nothing artificial about. If we don't win, if you don't win, you got a problem. If you win, we win. Their future. Right? You realize 54% of the American people think their children will never reach the standard of living they've reached. That's never happened before. 54%. And you guys can sit at the edge of what if you I don't want you to have to stand all along, but it's up to by the way, he gave me permission to touch him. All right? Why did you sit in the room? I'm sorry to take so long, guys, but everybody knows I like kids better than people. But look. Proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
they look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, boy.
He learned about roaches all right, but from his son Hunter's ashtray.
Yeah. That's where he got it from.
That joke really cracked me up. I can't resist. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Neither could Hunter.
You know, the fact he's making jokes about his perversion for children, it really, really brought some bile up in the back of my throat.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Anger-inducing.
And just the tone of his voice that changes. And I love the kids hopping my lap. And I love, you know, it was all spiteful and happy, then turned perverse, like dark clouds over a sunny day. And I love for kids to jump in my lap. Oh.
Yeah, he likes terrifying. Kids to jump in his lap. Camilla loves to jump on her knees. This is just a fiasco in progress here.
You know, I don't have much to say about Kamala.
Yeah. Camel Toe Harris.
I was setting you up there, and I did
you threw me the pitch, hit the home run. Alley-oop.
Oh wow, yeah, I don't know. Again, people, if you don't want to go through another depression, Trump is the obvious choice. But if you want to go through,
There is a third choice on this ticket. We ain't got to pick one of those tools.
Oh, we have third choice.
Fools, I mean.
My main man, Adam, didn't make it. So who's the third choice?
I'll have to go look it up, but I've seen a picture of a ballot, and there are names that tick for president that are underneath that party. So there is another choice. You don't have to pick the devil you know. You could pick somebody and hope they're not the devil. You know, it's kind of how I look at it. Oh. I'm getting that info right now.
I mean, that is true, but then again, how many of these people do you know? I mean,
well, you know,
the mainstream media.
Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. That's who we really need to vote for, Kanye.
Yeah.
Just mess the system up.
If he can survive the Kardashians, he can fix the country.
If we can survive 9/11, we can have Kanye West as president. Okay.
I'll tell you what. If his music is anything to go by.
Oh man. I used to listen to Kanye. Come on, that Jesus Walks, that was thing back in the day. You can go anywhere with confidence, bumping that.
Well, you know, I'm two pages into Google just trying to find a list of who's running for president. And every article I click on that says it's going to give that information is telling me bad stuff about Donald Trump. So it's telling me Google is biased big time towards Biden right now. But I know there's another name on the ticket.
All right. Guys, vote today. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about abortions. So stay tuned for that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Guys are still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me, your host, being. And, you know, I'm really thinking that I should run for president here in 4 years. Why? Because I've got hairy legs, too. I was just scratching on myself there during a commercial break. I was like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling confident. I got hairy legs.
I know about coaches.
You hairy enough
to be a vice president?
Yeah? All right.
I could be the VP.
Oh, well. All right.
I hear you guys.
You want to put those names out?
Fish. Pardon?
I said, never... before we moved on to our next topic, did you want
to... I was unable to locate him. I'm kind of ready to go to the next topic because I think the whole fiasco of an election is just an illusion of freedom and choice, and that presidents are selected, not elected. So we could run for president all we want, but unless we have that meeting with the Pope and the Pope gives us the nod and the Queen gives us the nod and these other clubs give you the nod, you ain't going to be president.
There you go.
And when you stop serving them, they give you the nod and you go away.
Don't forget the reptilian underground king.
We could go there.
Gray, Lucifer.
the Archon energy construct. We could go there. We could, you know, some people believe in that we're just feeding this system with every bit of negative we talk. I think that was put out there to keep people from being activists, you know.
Well, all right then. All right, next subject. Now, something else brought to me here, and being here in Poland, it's been eye-opening because, especially for other people that talk to me, on the subject of abortion, well, first off, there was a rally here, I want to say 2 days ago, 3 days ago now, here about protesting the abortion ban. Can we go ahead and go into that clip, please?
Tens of thousands of people on the streets of Warsaw. For what organizers say is the largest of 9 days of protests against a near-total ban on abortions in Poland.
I'm a woman, I'm a mother, I have a daughter, and I think I'm here not only for myself, but also for her, so that she can live in better times.
The time to reach a compromise has passed. Women saw their rights taken away, so now they want them back.
Despite a strong security presence and coronavirus warnings, protesters ignored the government's stay-at-home order.
We do not want to increase the risk of infection by letting people gather in large groups.
Protest organizers were threatened with prison sentences, but say they won't be deterred by conservative anti-abortion rights groups or their powerful political allies.
The gentlemen from Ordoluris have the same problem as Kaczynski, Morawiecki and Doda. They are few and much fewer than us. We are more.
A recent constitutional court ruling further tightened Poland's already strict abortion laws, banning it in cases of severe fetal deformities. Terminations are now only legal in cases of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is at risk. The government backs the verdict, but says it will propose a bill to once again allow terminations for what are deemed lethal fetal defects. Opposition politicians say that's unacceptable and fear more women will now be forced to seek illegal abortions or go abroad. Kara Legg, Al Jazeera.
Okay, so, Rob, I'll let you take first stab at it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was muted. Well, you know, this is one of those issues that it's a two-headed snake, really. On one hand, you got a lot of religious beliefs and people that really believe life comes into existence for a reason, and that is not for us to terminate that. Some people feel that it's their right to have an abortion every time they've had sex and they've conceived. You know, there's really a broad bunch of attitudes. It used to be they would tell men, you don't have an opinion on this because you never have a uterus. But I beg to differ. I said, because a lot of times you might say, no, I don't want to have a child, right? And the system will then sue you, or the person that you can see, you know, you can see the child, and then they will sue the man for child support and have to pay for the upbringing. So I disagree about when people say that to me, that I shouldn't have an opinion on this. I personally don't. I think that there's reasons that you could abort, like the severely disformed. Why are they not allowing that? You know, this is something that you're going to inflict a child with a life of, that I would think would be very frustrating for a child to go through. And then they might die anyhow. But is that just, they just want things to go full term so they have more organ stuff to sell? Because it's a big business. The aborted fetuses is a huge business and worth a lot of money to the corporation, the Planned Parenthood people. I learned something disturbing about them yesterday. That originally there was something called the Negro Project, which was just to I'm going to tie this all together. It was a depopulation of black people, and then that got rebranded with the same people being involved in it as Planned Parenthood, and this is a fact. So just to throw a little something out there about how abortion's rights that they want. Our oppressors want to be able to sell these products of fetuses, so they want the laws to allow even termination as soon as the baby comes out. In some countries, they're allowing full-term abortions, and I'm very against that. I'm sorry, I don't like it. I think it's wrong. But that's like forced vaccination. Now, they didn't get it out coming out of the womb. They could get it at that age, you know, when the cult happens with so many bad reactions and kids are disabled that way. But having disabled children around is big business. There's hospitals set up to glean money from the state, a guaranteed handout, if you will, for taking care of somebody for the rest of that person's life. So this is big business. There are motives out there for these laws to get passed that allow this. But, you know, it is nice to see people protest something and be allowed to, you know, of that, you know, to have a voice, even if it isn't the opinion I like. I like the fact that they're allowed to do it and that they're doing it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Something that was overshadowed and something that was really not highlighted in that clip. The ONR guys. ONR is basically the skinheads of Poland. Then you have skinheads in America, skinhead neo-Nazis. Well, ONR, the Polish patriots, the skinheads here, started beating the crap out of these women. Guys, don't laugh. It's not funny. Yes, these guys jumped into these crowds of women and started beating them up. Okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Yes, the whole modern-day abortion contraceptive came about because of one reason. The freed slaves in America, you know, after going through hundreds of years of brutality, after building the entire country, you know, oh, we're free. And instead of giving us our 40 acres and a mule, the plan was genocide. Planned genocide. Not Planned Parenthood, planned genocide. So you had lots of contraceptives given out. You had lots of forced abortions, forced sterilizations onto the black population. Okay? All because of Bill Gates' ancestors saying that, oh, we're not human beings, we are feeble-minded, we are, you know, subhuman, whatever. Okay? Yes, Bill Gates' ancestors. I said that for a reason. Bill Gates' parents were, in fact, these very same people. Okay? So, that's, again, that's why we got Bill Gates going over to India, going over to Africa, kill as many people with melanin in their skin as he can. And so, but anyways, let me back up a bit here. So, the abortions were never meant for white women. Abortions was a racial issue, not an issue of women's rights. It was did not start off as an issue of women's rights. It was an issue of not allowing the Negro to live. And that's what modern day women don't know today. Okay, that's why you see a Planned Parenthood in every black community in America. You don't see any Planned Parenthoods in any white communities. The stuff is painted right before you. It's not very hard to figure the stuff out. Okay? These people want to be sly and say, oh, we're here to help because, you know, they don't have enough money to, and they're still too stupid to make the right choices. Oh, what about the white trash that are too stupid to make the right choices?
They go for that class too. Anything they consider seceders.
Well, nowadays, especially if you are willing to live alongside the Negro, if you're willing to live alongside them, you are as good as a Negro to them. You are as good. If you're poor, white, and get along with black folks, you are to be cast off from the white branch as well. But let me talk about Europe here. And so, yes, women think they should have the right to have abortions here. And I do believe, yes, a woman has the right to do anything with her body that she so wishes. Whether it's to stop a life from coming into this world, you know, that's the cosmic gate, okay? Life comes in, you know, in and out. That's the cosmic gate. They are the gate holders, okay? We may be the key masters, but they are the gate guardians.
Okay? Yeah, we're stuck with the Bill Gate.
Hold on. I know. That.
I'm chopping at the bit over here, B. This is one of my topics I'm very opinionated on.
But I just want to just make sure people understand the reason why these ONR guys got to beat up crowds of white women. Yeah, I mean, even here, second-class citizen thinking, okay, yeah, nobody, as people look the other way when a white supremacist can beat the crap out of a white woman for thinking that she's going to abort their child. The system will look the other direction, okay? Because of this white dominance over the planet, there is this myth and this propaganda that the white race is going extinct. Oh, it's going extinct. Bull crap. Okay? Besides China, India, and some places in Africa, any other country you go to, you're going to see a majority population of white people. So that is the blatant lie that is being told around the planet. And that is to further box in the minorities, okay, to box in Indians, blacks, even, you know, the darker Hispanics in South America. It's to box you in, okay? If you got a whole bunch of people think that they're going extinct, they're going to breed like rabbits. And then you got programs that are targeted towards them to wrap up their penis and to fish out, you know, with a hook, fish out babies, you know, what's going to happen? So that is the myth. That is the myth. And the white race is, they're promoted. We're going extinct. Got to have more white babies. Got to have more white babies.
I hear the exact opposite. I got to say this. We're, even as the white race right now, we're told to have less children. And do. You can't sustain your household. You're not being environmentally responsible for it. Even Greta was telling kids they should abort their children. You shouldn't have any children. And she's appealing to the white middle class. Now, I can go back in my mind. Just give me a minute.
I'm about to go older, V.
Back in the 1970s, this is as far back as I can think of, that the programming for depopulation torque was aimed at the white middle class people, was on the show All in the Family. And then an episode, it was talking about Mike. He was an activist and stuff, and he thought the world, he was pushing depopulation, and him and Gloria shouldn't have any more children and this and that. And then there was an episode where she got pregnant and had to tell him, and there was a big speeches given during that particular show. And I actually rewatched these. Yes. And that's as far back as I could see that they was actually now saying it wasn't just the color gene. But you can't – I could not deny that they have gone after color gene in Africa and India. That is it's absolutely spelled out in the statistics and their plan, and openly saying if he does a good job with the vaccines, he can depopulate his goal by 10 to 15%. He can aid the depopulation he wants to see happen. So now it's not just, it's for all our genes that they don't want. You want this vaccine's going to do it. Yeah, I want to know lots of things.
The guy was a Polack in the show. He kept being called a Polack, remember?
No.
Yeah. Archie would call him a Polack. Dumb Polack.
Oh, yeah, he called him a Polack and a meathead. And all sorts of names that the people started calling. But back then, it was all about diversity in America. The integration in the schools was happening. So we were having – I lived in the suburbs, and we had inner-city kids busting into our school. So but he was actually openly addressing racism in such a way that you would say to yourself, gee, that's a wrong way to behave, Archie. So maybe we can change. Everybody should get along and have cool neighbors. He was neighbor with the Jeffersons. And they spun off a show about that. And the whole social agenda of the 1970s shows was towards depopulation, towards integration, and how unfair the system was, how downtrodden, like even on the show, like Good Times and stuff. Everything was downtrodden in a struggle, and people wanted to see it. For some reason, everybody wanted to see that, but has anything changed since then? Are we any less downtrodden? Are we any less dependent on a system or struggling hand to foot, to paycheck to paycheck? It's all the same as the 1970s. Nothing has changed, but now that they're more open with the abortion agenda and they're more open with the propaganda since 9/11.
Something, and I've watched many of white supremacist videos, and it is a propaganda fear that they're pushing out. We're gonna be extinct. There's not enough white people. Have more white babies. More white.
It's very provocational.
And it's total propaganda. it's not real.
Poland, I gotta say this. Poland lived through the Nazi occupation. And some of their attitudes towards things ain't going to be tolerated. And this white supremacy stuff must be conjuring up very, very bad memories in people's minds of what could possibly go wrong. I don't like this Antifa thug stuff. I refuse to have Santifa Claus come to my house and take my presents rather than Santa Claus coming to give it up. You know, I just know this is not acceptable. This behavior cannot be allowed.
At the same time, some of these guards in the Nazi camps were Polish. Okay, some of these people.
There's always people that oppress their own. And they end up getting it in the end, don't they? Some people that want to have the good life and would rather sell their own people out than to not have the good life that they want to have, that they think they're going to get. You know, that always happens. That's nothing new just for Poland, I'm sure. It was, Jewish guards in some concentration camp turn their own people in. Why? So they can get an extra crumb of bread or something. Privilege.
So the last thing I was going to say on this is that, so with every black community having Planned Parenthood, and even when you have these quote-unquote natural disasters in poor ethnic countries, they are denied aid, food, water, medical supplies, unless they accept first contraceptives and abortion clinics.
In IMF loans. Yeah, there's definitely always a clause for vaccines. Look at Tonga.
The vaccine.
Over MMR a year and a half ago. They got a huge loan, but it was based on they had to vaccinate or buy a certain amount of vaccines.
Right.
Guaranteed sale. While
Europe, I think there may be a couple of abortion clinics in France, maybe a couple in Spain, but abortion is just unheard of here in Europe. Why? It was never planned for the white race. This is a racial issue, not a sex issue. I'm glad that it has at least turned into a sex issue. And there is still the fact that men can be enslaved with the child child payments. That's what you were saying. And if you want to, guys, if you want to talk about this issue, please call in for this next hour. Phone number 800-313-9443, and we'll talk about this more. I want to get people who have an opinion, who maybe have something contrary to say, I don't know, whatever. Just call in with your questions or comments, guys. I know we're running out of time here, but we will talk about this more if you want us to. So, once again, the phone number is 800-313-9443. And let's really get down to the issues here. Any last thing that you want to say really quickly?
No, call into the show. Let's have a chat about this. I know it's a powder keg issue.
Okay, it is. So, all right, with that said, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.